This is Frida Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC Poly U, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. HKCEE repeaters. The government will use more resources to increase sharply the number of subsidized evening secondary school places. People who have not finished secondary school will have better chances of resuming their studies and acquiring their secondary school qualifications. That is a good thing. As the new senior secondary NSS curriculum will be fully implemented next academic year, this year's HKCEE is the last. About 5,600 HKCEE candidates will not get admitted to Form 6 classes because of poor exam results. They would want to repeat. However, the Education Bureau, EDB, turns a blind eye to this matter. It would take no measures to help them to switch to the new academic structure. That is ironic. It is irresponsible of the EDB to ignore this pressing problem. Some education bodies are concerned about their plight. They have suggested that the EDB take measures to help the last batch of HKCEE repeaters to adapt themselves to the NSS curriculum. They have proposed, for example, number one, that the EDB allows some secondary schools to offer more Form 6 places by increasing the class size by 1 or 2 to 35. And number 2, that it asks some secondary schools, which each have only 3 NSS 2 S5 classes, to have an additional one so that those repeaters will all be admitted. Those are one-off measures that would not strain public finances in the long term. In Education Convergence's view, it is well within the EDB's means to adopt those proposals. However, the EDB would adopt neither. It says it will encourage schools to consider admitting HKCEE repeaters through their S5 classes in the light of their own circumstances. In its opinion, HKCEE candidates who have taken Chinese language, English language, mathematics, and 4 to 5 other subjects will have little difficulty getting a grasp of the NSS curriculum if they take the same subjects. The EDB also says it suggests that schools help such students with their liberal studies. The EDB does not put itself in those repeaters' shoes. Judging from its stance, one may say it will do nothing. It will leave it to schools to deal with the problem and leave those repeaters to sink or swim. Those repeaters will not be able to switch to the NSS curriculum. The EDB ought to help them to adapt themselves. However, it will leave it to schools to deal with the problem. It would shirk its responsibility. Repeaters must try to catch up with their classmates in the first place, even if they are admitted to NSS 2 S5 classes. They will initially lag behind their classmates, who will have followed the NSS curriculum for 1 year. This situation can hardly be described as fair to those repeaters. It is beyond dispute that about 5,600 HKCEE repeaters will be at a loss what to do. The EDB should do its best to take such measures that their 5-year secondary schooling will not be wasted. In our opinion, public finances permitting, the best way to help those repeaters is to increase the number of Form 6 places so that they will all be admitted to Form 6 classes. The EDB should act in students' best interests. It should adopt education bodies' proposals. Thank you for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Frida Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.